Jane?
We can't hear you. It's hard to hear you.
You say it now?
A little bit, yeah.
No.
Johnny? Johnny? Lane?
Stuart?
I abstain.
Abstain.
It's too ridiculous to vote.
Brian Edward Tickle.
Yes.
Vote yes. Jose Luis Fuentes Roman.
Yes.
Vote yes. Janet Coburn.
Pass.
Vote no.
No, she passed.
No, pass.
Oh, you passed? Okay. Janet Coburn, pass. Margie Wilkinson.
Yes.
Vote yes. Rodrigo Argueta. I cannot hear you, Rodrigo.
Pass.
Pass?
Yes, I'm off.
I cannot hear you.
I'm passing. I pass.
Thank you. Rodrigo, pass. Lidia Brazón. Lidia Brazón, I cannot hear you, Lidia.
Yes.
Yes. Kim Kaufman.
No.
Vote no. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Vote yes. Adriana Casney. Vote yes. Hank Lamb.
Yes.
Vote yes. George Ryder.
Abstain.
Abstain. Richard Yusuf.
Pass.
What?
Pass.
You pass? Pass. Richard Yusuf, pass. Carolyn Burden. Carolyn Burden. I cannot hear you, Carolyn. Janet Coleman.
No.
Vote no. Sabine Roberts.
Yes, to support the ruling of the chair.
Vote yes. Manigay Saba. I cannot hear you, Manigay. Jean Brown.
Vote yes.
Vote yes. Benito Diaz.
Yes.
Vote yes. Lucette King. He's not here. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Vote yes. Heather Gray.
No.
Vote no. Janet Coburn.
I said no. Can you hear me?
No. Coburn, she said.
Oh.
I said Janet Coburn.
I abstain, and I'm voting under protest.
Abstain. You're abstaining,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Not okay. Voting. Yes, I'm abstaining.
Rodrigo, I cannot hear you.
Yes, I'm voting under protest, too.
Yes. Richard Yusuf.
No.
Vote no. Okay, let me count now.
Carolyn and Manage have been not counted.
They didn't respond.
They didn't respond.
They didn't respond. Yes, three no's, three abstentions.
Actually, no.
And two no answers.
This is Janet K. I get four no's.
So did I. This is Margie. I also got four no's.
Okay, let me check.
chair's upheld either way. Let's move on.
Yeah. Twelve four.
Madam Chair.
The final vote is 12-4-3. Now we're going to vote on adopting this agenda. All those in...
Point of information.
Madam Chair, that's not true.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, George. What?
Well, we were talking about changes in the agenda.
Ah, yes.
There was another agenda, and then this was a change to the earlier agenda. So my question is, are we voting on whether to make this change, meaning that there would still be further changes possible, such as, for instance, there's no time certain to end on this one, or are we actually approving it as it is without any possibility of further amendments?
Well,
one of the information, Chair?
I guess I need to hold on 1 second, Lawrence. I guess I need to ask if there are any further amendments to the agenda. And
point of information, Madam Chair.
Well, okay, so I have 2 points of information.
Richard.
Who was the first one? Lawrence, did you have a point of information? What is your question?
Yeah, I think it might be a point of order. There was a motion to circulate it in regards to our meeting of the teleconference sessions. And it effectively says that we're supposed to be in a meeting for 3 hours, no later than midnight Eastern time. And that was passed overwhelmingly on 3-14-08, passed 13 yes, 5 no's, 1 abstention. So is that still in order, Chair?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand your question.
My question is the 2008 motion that states that we supposed to adjourn at midnight, time certain, is that still in order?
Yes. Point of information, point of order, I mean, George just said when he was chair, it was what, 11:30, George? So that supersedes the 2008 motion. I believe each PNB can make its own rule.
Well,
George is more recent.
Hold on.
Why are we talking about this?
We should not be talking about this now.
Let's deal
with the agenda, okay? Thank you. Dealing with the agenda.
I had a point of information.
Janet Kay, point of information.
And Benito, point of clarification.
And Janice Lang, your point of information, please.
And Hagland, point of order.
Janice.
Richard Brazell had a point of information way back when. It was after Lawrence.
I apologize. What is your question, Richard?
Okay. Am I correct that rather than going straight to approving the agenda, that we're actually on your vote to postpone the unfinished business, and then after that. Serene is on the stack to present an amendment, and that I am also on the stack to present another amendment. Is that correct?
Yes.
And Lydia.
Okay, hold on. I think you're right, Richard, that the question before us is, I'm sorry.
Madam Chair,
I think
point of order.
Hold on 1 second. I think that, all right, what is your point of order, Hank?
Janet Kay, I have a point of order.
Sorry, Chair. There are other people that were on the stack for point of order.
Okay. I'm sorry. I heard Janice and I heard Janet Kay and I heard Hank. Did I miss anybody?
Benito with a point of clarification.
That's probably a point of information, a question. All right, Janice, go ahead.
It's a statement.
Okay, hold on. Janice, what is your?
I'll make it very, very quickly. I have heard Serene participate in the meeting tonight. I may have missed something due to my position at the in-person meeting. If she is secretary, my question is, why is she not calling the roll and taking the tally?
Because she is traveling in the city. She, I shouldn't speak for her. Serene, do you want to answer that question?
I had to be at a hospital in ICU with a family member I'm on my way home now. I had written to you guys that I may not even make the meeting. That's why.
Okay, I understand you're participating, and so I did understand that your level of participation was limited.
Right. Her level of participation is... Okay. Janice, did you have your question answered?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, Janet Kay, you have a question?
Okay, so my usually on an agenda there is an item to approve the minutes from previous meeting, and I didn't notice one here, and my question is, should there be an item on the agenda or not for that?
Point of order.
Point of information?
What is your point of order, Brian?
All we are debating is the motion that we have already closed debate on. It is motion to work from yesterday's agenda.
Okay.
Right, but the question was asked.
Janet, the answer is no minutes. The minutes were not included in the agenda. The agenda before you is what you see. We have to deal with those minutes. And there are some that predate, actually, this particular PNB that were minutes that were dealt with, that were from meetings that happened before this board was seated. But we have
point,
to deal with
point of information?
What is your question, Janet?
Why was this traditional thing eliminated from this agenda in progress? Might it not have been corrected had we ever actually set and posted this agenda?
Could have been. Okay. We're dealing with the agenda. All right? Is there any more discussion about the agenda?
Point of information, Janet Kay.
Benito, to the stack, I don't know how many times.
Go ahead, Benito. What is your question?
Well, it's not a question. I'm going to say I call the question on the agenda, on the motion on about the agenda for the 20th time.
Which is to use, all right, Benito.
And which is the agenda that the chair told us at 8:30 or 40-something was the one sent out on February the 19th at 4:40 in the afternoon, I guess it's Eastern time.
Point of information?
No information. That's
no, I have
a call the question.
You're
Benito.
Not the judge of
Benito.
What my point
Benito.
Of information is. The chair is.
Hold on. Janet, what is your question?
My question is the agenda you're referring to the less than a week old unposted agenda? Is that
yes.
what we're talking about?
Yes. The agenda
the
that was sent out
agenda.
On the 19th. It was resent by Brian at 6 p.m. tonight. That is the agenda we are talking about.
An illegal agenda. Okay.
Thank you.
Point of information, Madam Chair. Richard, I called the question. I can ask questions, sir.
Point
of information.
Madam Chair, I called the vote. I called the question, whatever you want to call it.
I have to recognize the point of information. What is your question, Richard?
You were speaking as if we're talking about the whole agenda, but aren't we, in fact, just talking about your amendment to postpone the unfinished business?
Yes.
No, it's not to postpone the
How
many times is he going to raise the same question?
Okay.
That's the difference between the two agendas, folks.
Okay. It's to use the short agenda, as I have said repeatedly.
As the agenda, because I have
Richard,
another amendment.
Please.
Point of order.
Please, Richard.
I'm asking a question.
What is your question?
My question is, are you planning on moving to approval of the agenda period as it amended? If so, I want to make another amendment.
No, we're not there yet.
Okay, what is yours?
That's what I'm asking.
How many people have more, what do you call it, amendments to this agenda?
Agenda items.
I want to know. I want to know how many people have amendments to
the
agenda.
We're not there yet. This is Lydia. You know, I sent it out, Bob. Madam Chair?
Richard, hang on a second.
You can't entertain Richard's issue until we vote on yours, which paper we're looking at. Then we can start amending it.
Okay. Okay.
Want us the information?
What is your question, Adriana?
How many times we need to call the question?
Okay.
Exactly.
Question has been called. What you're calling the question on closing debate on the agenda. Is that right? On the
yes.
Okay. All right. I'm going to ask the secretary to take the roll.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Point of order.
No, we're voting.
It was already closed. What's on the agenda to vote on is whether to take the short version, which Brian just sent forward just before the meeting, and use that to work from to create an agenda.
Right.
Meaning that's why that's right. Okay. So that's what's to be voted on.
Right.
So we go to the vote.
Okay.
Point of order, Madam Chair. Point of order, Madam Chair.
What is your point of order, Richard?
No.
You cannot close the amendments off before all the amendments have been offered.
We're going to take a vote on which agenda to use, and then I will ask if there are any additional amendments to the agenda. You should all be looking at the agenda that Brian sent out at 6 o'clock. Adriana, please take the vote.
I didn't get it.
I'll send it to you right now.
We'll have to wait.
Vote. We're taking the vote.
That's all right. We're taking the vote.
Mommy, Lane, yes or no?
This is on closing debate.
It's hard to hear, Adriana.
I agree.
Madam Chair, just a point of information.
Yes.
Is it appropriate for the vice chair to take the position of the secretary who's indisposed due to her travel schedule, which may more effectively move us through the voting process?
I object. Okay, I'm sorry.
We have a question.
And she's doing fine.
Okay, and Adriana was elected assistant secretary at the PMB meeting in Washington,
D.C. Okay.
Thank you.
Recall that.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, we're in the middle of a vote.
Yes, please, Adriana. We're taking a vote on closing debate.
Point of information?
Stop. What?
This is a serious question. I don't remember an on-paper vote for an assistant secretary. There was no vote of any such kind.
Madam Chair, we're in the middle of a vote. We don't have time to debate that. That's out of order.
Really serious point
Janet,
of order.
Janet, listen to me.
We voted for it.
On Sunday morning, we voted for it. There was only one candidate. We elected her by acclamation. There was no need for a paper ballot. Okay? We're ready to go now. Adriana, please take the vote.
Janice?
I can't hear a word.
It's very hard to hear you, Adriana. I'm sorry.
Janice? Lane? Yes.
On the motion to stop debate, I vote yes.
What, sir? What'd you say?
Wait, Porter, we already stopped debate on this.
We vote yes. Brian Edward Kicker.
Yes.
He votes yes.
Hey, hold on a second, Adriana.
Here.
Hank, put yourself on mute. Thank you. Go ahead.
José Luis Fuentes.
Yes.
Vote yes. Janet Cobran.
I abstain and I'm voting under protest.
Abstain. Margie Wilkinson.
Yes.
She votes yes. Rodrigo Argueta. I cannot hear you, Rodrigo.
Go on. It's okay.
Lydia Brasson.
Yes.
She votes yes. Jim Kaufman.
I'm going to abstain because this whole thing is just completely illegitimate.
Abstain. Okay. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes, on the protest.
Yes. Adriana Casney. Yes. She vote yes. Hank Lamb.
I vote yes under paying attention and understanding what's going on.
Hank Lamb vote yes. George Ryder.
I vote yes.
Yes, he vote yes. Richard Yunsu.
Pass.
Pass. Carolyn Burden. I cannot hear you, Carolyn. Janet Coleman.
I vote no under protest.
She vote no.
Under protest.
Doreen Roberts.
Yes, please. Thanks.
She vote yes. Manige Saba.
And I need to know what are you voting on. I am on a hospital bed and I dropped off. So I need to see what are you voting on.
I'm sorry. Your vote is yes or no?
To close.
No, I don't know what you are voting on.
Okay. Manage, we're voting to close debate on the agenda.
Okay.
I want to change my vote. I didn't think that's what we were voting on at all.
Me neither.
I didn't think so either.
Governor Boyer, that's not true.
We are voting in your agenda.
Oh, we are not voting on the agenda. That's not true.
We're voting to close debate. We're voting to close debate. I'm sorry.
We already did that.
No, we didn't.
Okay.
I wish we had.
Can we start again, please?
Oh, Lord.
This is a mess.
Point of information, Madam Chair. Richard?
What is your question, Richard?
Hey, I've been trying to get clarification here for the thing that I wrote down. You originally said to postpone unfinished business until next week. And then we went through all that. And then
objection.
And then we went through the other, a challenge and all that.
Objection.
And now that simply brings us back to your motion. This is not closing anything on the agenda. This is merely coming back to your motion to postpone part of that agenda. Until next week.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
No.
Tony, point of order.
What is your point of order, Tony?
We were in the middle of a vote. We should finish that. We cannot just stop and have a debate. We're in the middle of a vote.
Okay. Let me.
But we have to know. We have to know what we're voting on.
Stop, everybody. Be quiet.
Cool.
I will clarify. Benito called the question. We are voting to close debate. That is what we're voting on. And if
they want to know what you're closing debate on.
We're on the agenda. Then we will vote on the agenda, and I will ask if there are any further amendments to the agenda. Poor, tortured event agenda, okay? So
we can we start the vote again? The vote
we cannot
to close
it. After, we cannot amend
Richard.
It after we approve it.
That's not true.
We're starting another debate, Madam Chair. Can we finish the vote?
Please.
We have redo the vote.
All right. I will ask Adriana to begin. Does everybody understand what we're doing? We're closing debate. Okay? Go ahead, Adriana, please. I'm sorry.
But if we close the debate, we can't have any more amendments.
Oh.
Vote on. We are voting.
Point of order.
As Richard is fond of telling me.
Benito, be quiet. Please.
Point of order.
Who is that?
Kim.
What is your point of order?
My understanding is I thought we already voted to close debate. Now we are voting on whether to accept this agenda that was sent yesterday and today at 6 o'clock. That's what I thought we were voting on. And
well,
then
that's fine with me.
Well, which is it?
Which
Madam Chair, that's the order of the day.
Let's vote on the agenda, Madam Chair. Proceed with the vote.
Well, we're establishing what the vote is, Mr. Norman. Please.
Yeah, thank you. All right. George said he was confused, which makes me nervous.
I think, in fact, that you should be voting on, I believe, Benito's motion to close debate on your motion, which was to use as a basis for the agenda that was sent out by Brian. I believe that was actually taken and passed, but I could be wrong about that. I think it was.
I thought it was passed as well.
Okay. Hold everything.
If it wasn't, that's where we are, and if it was, we're at the next stage.
Okay.
Mark, this is Heather. I have one other point of order as well.
What is it? What is your point of order?
I sent out something. We do have information from Robert's Rules. I'm glad to have this in front of me. Chair is not.
We're not dealing with this now. I'm sorry. We are not dealing with this now. We are going to take a vote.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
What is your question, Adriana?
We are in the middle of a vote.
I know.
And we wasn't in the call. He's asking questions, and that happened 15 minutes ago.
Okay.
This is a joke.
We are voting on a. Following George's understanding, we are voting on the agenda.
Draft agenda.
The draft agenda, okay?
Can we ask Adriana to get one way or another on her phone and not move around because it's impossible to hear her three quarters of the time?
Yeah, it is hard to hear you, Adriana. I'm sorry. Okay.
So we're not voting on closing debate, correct?
We're not voting. Apparently not. We're not voting on closing debate. We are voting on the agenda, the draft agenda. Okay? Everybody ready? Okay.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Janice?
I'd like to amend the agenda to set a certain time for adjournment.
That'll be appropriate as soon as we adopt this agenda. Hold on. Okay.
Hold the room.
Adriana, please take the vote.
Janice, Lane, Ewart.
No.
No. She votes no. Brian Edward Ticker.
Yes.
He votes yes. Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yeah.
He votes yes. Janet Coblen.
I abstain, voting under protest.
Abstain. Janet Coblen, abstain. Margie Wilkinson.
I'm going to pass.
Pass. Rodrigo Argueta.
He's got an email. He's off the call.
Lydia Brasson.
Yes.
She votes yes. Kim Kaufman.
Pass.
Pass. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes, and on the protest.
She votes yes. Adriana Casney. Yes, she votes yes. Mark Lam. I cannot hear you, Frank.
Yes.
She votes yes. George Brider.
Yes.
Yes, he votes yes. Richard Yusu.
Pass.
Pass. Carolyn Burden.
I just got on the call, please, and what is the motion?
Yes or no? Yes or no?
I don't know the motion.
The motion.
Is it the motion?
And don't vote.
To adopt the shorter the agenda.
Oh.
Draft agenda. Oh.
Thank you. I'll pass.
Pass. Janet Palmer.
No.
She votes no. Celine Roberts.
Yes.
She votes yes. Nani J. Saba.
Please, I don't know what the agenda that you're voting on.
Again, okay.
I abstain.
Yes, no. Abstain? Okay. Nani J. Saba.
I abstain.
Abstain. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Yes, he votes yes. Benito Diaz.
Yes.
He votes yes.
Andrew Serkin is not in the call. Tony Norman.
Yes.
She vote yes. Heather Gray.
No.
She vote no. Maggie Wilkinson.
Yes.
She vote yes. Kim Kaufman.
I'm going to abstain because it's a mess.
Richard Yusuf.
No.
You voted no. Caroline Burton.
I'm going to vote no.
No. Okay.
Hello?
We're all waiting.
Oh, okay. Thought I was knocked off the call again.
Oh,
Madam Chair, I would like to be on the stack to make a motion.
Hold on. Let the secretary announce the count.
And manager on the stack, please, again.
Brian, I'd like to be on the stack ahead of Richard. I haven't spoken on the agenda yet.
Kim to the stack, and I have a point of order.
But can we wait?
Can we let the votes get counted?
Please wait. Tony, please. Hold on. Go ahead, Adriana.
12 yes, 5 no's, 3 abstain.
Okay. So I have Kim Kaufman. Kim Kaufman. Thank you.
And Lydia with her outstanding motion.
Okay. I got Lydia. Kim, did you have a question?
No, I had a point of order.
What is your point of order?
That Adriana should call the vote, the person votes, and then instead of saying she votes, he votes yes or no, you repeat the name. Kaufman votes yes. You know, Brazan votes no.
Okay, okay.
Not just she votes no, he votes yes. That's useless.
Okay.
And number two, it does say that you should not vote Marky unless you're breaking a tie.
Okay.
Sure.
I'll refer to George on that. He's the one who told me I could vote.
You can. The point I made in this meeting was that the secretary really, as a courtesy, doesn't call you until everybody else has voted to get a choice whether you want to vote or not.
Okay. All right. So, Adriana, you should call me last, okay, on any more votes. Okay. We are now voting. Now, let's see. Now we have Brian. You wanted to speak to the agenda?
I also asked for an amendment to the agenda, and I've not spoken about the agenda at all either, Brian.
I made my motion hours ago.
Okay. Hold on. Lydia, what is your motion?
My motion is to, which I already sent it out, is to move the item on executive session recordings to 1C. It is not a motion about it. The motion has already passed. I simply want to bring it to the attention of the board because apparently my understanding is it may not have been happening. That's
okay.
All.
All right. Point of information.
1C.
Hold on one
That's
second.
My motion. I made it a couple of hours ago, 3 hours ago.
Okay. I don't know why it has to... Why we have to move it? Does it have to move? Why can't it just stay where it is and we'll get to it?
Point of order.
What? Go ahead, Brian.
If it's already passed, it doesn't need to be anywhere on our agenda. We're not going to vote on it again.
Yeah.
Point of information.
Point
of information. I believe it's been surpassed by other motions last year, correct?
No.
Yes.
Can present it.
But, okay. We can't do this debate now.
I noticed this item 7 days ago.
But I don't understand.
Debate it. You don't have to understand it. I'm just moving it. If it gets voted down, it stays where it is. It's very simple.
Okay. So that's one amendment to move that item. Are there any other amendments?
No, one
yes,
at a time.
Madam Chair.
Oh, one at a time. Okay, let's
George,
vote on
George.
The Wait.
Don't do that. Take them one at a time. People can only speak to the amendments that's on the floor. Otherwise, you're going to get into a soup.
Right, okay. And we have a rule on amendments that there are two speakers for and two speakers against. Lydia, motivate your motion, please.
Okay. My motion is that I only heard on the buy side, not officially, that we had not been recording our executive sessions. The motion was not only passed in 2008, but it was there was a motion to rescind it, which failed in 2011. I am not aware, and unless someone can produce another motion, I didn't miss a meeting last year. That rescinded that again, or tried to, that it's still viable and therefore should still be happening. That's all.
Okay.
Apparently some people aren't aware of that motion and the practice. Thank you.
Okay.
Janet Kay, point of order.
What is your point of order?
Was there a second? Was there a second to this?
Is there a second to Lydia's
motion? Benito seconds to motion.
Thank you. Okay.
Can I be on the stack about this motion?
Yeah.
No, it's just the agenda.
Yeah, no, we're not talking...
Madam Chair, can you clarify that this is just an agenda discussion, whether it goes...
She just wants to move it. She wants to move it up on the agenda. Is there anyone opposed to moving it up on the agenda?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
If it's not a motion, why is it here?
I can take two... don't ask me. It's an agenda item.
Didn't I just say?
It's an agenda item. In other words, it's a conversation. Right, Lydia? Go ahead, Lydia.
Oh, the motion passed is not being adhered to. And we before we go into any executive sessions, it needs to be complied with. That's all. And most people are confused about the fact that it exists, that someone tried to rescind, that that motion to rescind failed. That was all.
Okay.
So it needs to be complied with.
Okay. All right. Speakers against changing the position of this item on the agenda. That's all you get to speak to. I'll take two speakers against.
Carolyn?
Go ahead, Carolyn.
I believe the member is incorrect. We voted not to record, and until that's cleared up, I would like it postponed to the next meeting. We need to research these things and not work from memory.
Okay.
I disagree with the member's position on this.
I will second the motion postpone. Richard.
Okay.
Can we speak to it?
I think that we have to... when the item comes up on the agenda,
right.
All we are doing now is discussing where it will be on the agenda. That's all we're talking about.
I'm suggesting next meeting.
No.
What I'm discussing.
I'm sorry. When it comes up on the agenda, wherever it comes up, you may make a motion to postpone. But right now, what is appropriate is on the floor is the motion that Lydia made to move it up. So that's what we're talking about. So if there's anyone who is opposed to moving this up on the agenda, they may speak. Is there anyone who's opposed
Janet. I am opposed to it because I think that definitely we need some postponement to research the history of this motion. I am not aware that any executive session has ever been taped or that it was undone. I thought there were legal reasons for recording
we're not
executive
debating
sessions,
it,
and I
want to
know what they are, and I want to know
all
what
we're
the
talking
past,
about.
Past motions are. I'd like to see proof of the passage of
Janet,
such a
motion. Please. All we're doing is talking about changing its place on the agenda. I will ask if there is how many speakers have I had now? No, that's it. One speaker in favor of the motion. Anyone in favor of the motion?
I'd like to speak in favor. Hank?
Go ahead, Hank.
Folks, what we're really fighting about here is whether or not we want to be informed.
The information in it says that she would like it to be recorded. I think everything should be recorded because at some late date when it's no longer critical or legal, listeners may want to know something. And we have an obligation to let them know. And so I think we should move it onto the agenda out of the special meeting and just be done with it. Put it in the last place. I don't care.
Okay. All right. We are now going to come to a vote on the question of whether to move this agenda item up on the agenda to immediately after the whatever we're doing now. Okay, that's it. There's no more debate. We debated it.
Please finish it. Point of information, George.
Yes.
You're talking about moving it up, but as far as I can tell, are you really talking about moving it ahead of PMB committee elections and next meeting date, or are you talking about moving it back somewhere?
I think she's talking about, aren't you, Lydia?
What?
Aren't you asking that it be moved up?
My motion that I sent to the board was motion to move the item regarding the data transmission recorders to 1C.
Okay, that's it. Okay, that's what we're voting on now. Adriana, please call the roll.
Have two people spoken, a point of information.
Yes, two people spoke for and two people spoke against. Okay, we're ready to go. Adriana, can you take the roll?
Yes. Janice? Lane? You.
Are you ready?
I pass.
Hey, can I ask? Hold on, Adriana. Hold on one second. People must put themselves on mute. We can hear conversations. Thank you. Go ahead.
Brian? Edward? Peter?
Yes.
Edward Peter? Vote yes. Jose Luis Fuentes?
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes, vote yes. Janet Coburn,
pass.
Janet Coburn, pass. Rodrigo Argueta.
He's no longer on the call.
Lydia Brazón.
Lydia?
Yes. I cannot hear you.
Yes.
Brazón, vote yes. Kim Kaufman.
No.
Kaufman, vote no. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Reyes, vote yes. Casney, yes. Casney, vote yes. Hank Lam.
Yes.
Lam, vote yes. George Ryder.
Epstein.
Abstain. George Ryder, abstain. Richard Yusuf.
No.
Yusuf vote, no. Caroline Burton.
Pass.
Burton, pass. Janet Coleman. I cannot hear you, Janet.
Sorry, no.
Coleman vote no. Sitting Roberts. Yes. Robert vote yes. Saba, Marie J. Saba.
Abstain.
Saba abstain. Jim Brown. Jim, I cannot hear you. Benito Diaz.
Yes.
Diaz vote yes. Lucette Kim is not on the call. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Norman vote yes. Heather Gray.
No.
Gray vote no. Margie Wilkinson, do you want to vote?
I abstain.
Abstain. Janice. Lane, yes, I'm sorry.
I abstain.
Abstain? Janet Coburn.
Abstain.
Coburn, abstain. Caroline Burden. Caroline? I cannot hear you. Okay.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I was muted. I'm voting no.
Better than vote no. got 9 yes, 5 no's, 5 abstentions.
Thank you.
Which is the stack, Madam Chair?
The motion passes. Let me ask, Hold on. I'm asking if there are any other amendments to this agenda.
Kim to the stack.
Yes.
I want to be on the stack. That's why I'm
going
to be on
the stack.
Okay,
Janet Lynn, you are to the stack, please.
Okay. So I have Richard. What is your amendment?
Okay, my amendment is to move 5D to 1C.
Okay. Tell us the words, would you please?
Okay, I'm trying to figure out which agenda to use.
Oh, you're talking about the motion for an audit?
No.
No. 5?
No, it's about 5D. It's a motion about payment for secretarial services.
Okay. 5D, and you want to move it where?
1C.
Point of order.
We just put, go ahead, George.
Yeah, there is a 1C. I think Richard wants it to be at 1D.
Yeah, we just moved Lydia's item to there.
I'm proposing that just be ahead of that item.
Okay.
All right. Just to...
Oh, good Lord. Okay.
All right. I have a point of information.
Do you want to motivate?
Call it 1B. Call it 1B1.
Serene, what is your question, please?
I'm wondering why this motion is even on the agenda. The board already has a policy that says no director gets paid for anything within foundation, a policy that has not been observed, by the way. Nobody gets paid unless the matter comes before the board and there's a discussion of conflict of interest and so on and so forth. I'm just wondering why we're wasting
point,
the board.
Point of order, it seems like you're arguing the motion instead of moving it.
I'm definitely not moving. I'm asking why it's on the agenda at all. It's a non-issue.
Right. So
that's
her
a
question.
Different question.
Okay.
It's the question I asked.
Well,
Richard, do you want to explain why it's on the agenda? No?
The motion is to move this motion that is sitting here on the agenda up to ahead of the one the director Brazon just had approved putting on the agenda.
Okay.
And that could be 1B1 or 1C or 1D something, star or something. I don't know what it
okay.
means.
Okay. So I'm gonna say that it's on the agenda.
Point of order, Janet Kay.
Hold on a second. It's on the agenda. Let's debate it. We have two speakers for and two speakers against. What is your point of order, Janet?
I would like to remind the chair to ask for seconds on all motions,
thank you.
Please.
Thank you. Is there a second to Richard's motion?
Sure, second.
Okay.
Carolyn, I second.
Okay, good. All right. It has been moved and seconded. Richard, you may motivate. You get 90 seconds. I don't think anybody's timing, but go ahead.
Somebody needs to time.
Well, yes, that's right. And it shouldn't be me because it's too hard for me. All right.
I'm going to do it.
Okay, Kim. Okay, go ahead. Richard, motivate your motion, please.
Okay, this is about not paying for those services because they weren't paid for last year, and I see no reason to pay for them this year. And it at various times, directors have been paid. Or civilians have been paid. Directors can be paid if the board chooses to do that because they think it's the best deal they can get. But this motion is about not paying anybody, and I think it's important because these minutes haven't come. I'm anticipating that they'll be screwed up, and they need to, we need to get this right. Thank you.
Okay, speaker against the motion.
Serene, please.
Go ahead, Serene.
Okay. The first set of minutes that I saw in 2013, we met the end of February, and the first set of minutes I saw were received, I think, at the end of April.
Okay, I'm going to have to say you're out of order, Serene.
Excuse me. If he's allowed to say that he anticipates that the minutes will be screwed up and we're not 2 weeks out of a meeting and it took him 2 months to get us...
That has nothing to do with this motion, Madam
okay.
Chair.
Then you should not have raised it. That's right. The director's out of order, Madam Chair. No, you should not have raised it, Richard.
But at any rate, I have no interest in getting money from Pacifica for whatever I do. I've never asked to be paid to do these minutes. My recollection is that I believe it was 2011 or 2010 when the very director who was now bringing this motion was paid to do minutes. So it's more than a little ironic. But as I said before, it is a pointless, needless motion because there's a policy that no director gets paid without it coming to the board. I have not requested payment. I'm not interested in payment. I'm not desirous of payment. Adriana volunteered to help as a recording secretary. She, I believe, paid for her own ticket to get to D.C., so she's certainly not interested in collecting the $25 an hour that a previous director was paid to do minutes. What is this about, really?
Okay. A speaker for...
Stop moving up to question.
Oh, excuse me.
Janet Kay, point of information.
I'll take your question in a minute. Let me remind people that what we are talking about is moving this agenda item up on the agenda. That is what's on the floor. I would request that people stick to that discussion. What is your question, Janet?
Okay, there was a reference to a policy about this. There's been references to other policies during this meeting. I would like to know where I can see these policies. You know, I'm new, and where are these policies located?
Well, that's a great question.
But this is a bylaw.
This is actually not a policy. It's a bylaw. In the bylaws, there is a section near the end that talks about paying board members.
Conflict of interest.
And what is involved in that, right? Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. A speaker for Richard's motion.
Carolyn, Armistead.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yes, I think it's disingenuous to say that there is a bylaws regarding directors because other people have been paid, and I'd like to point out that our most recent secretary, one person did the minutes and the acted as recording secretary as well as board secretary without any pay whatsoever. The question is paying for the minutes, whether it's a recording secretary or a hired secretary or a board director. The motion is very clear. I'm happy that the current secretary is vehement about not accepting pay, and therefore this motion should have no objection whatsoever.
Okay. I've heard two speakers for, one speaker against. I'll take one speaker against the motion. Somebody want to speak against the motion to move it up? Oh, hearing none, let's take a vote. Okay. Adriana, this is on Richard's motion to move this item up on the agenda.
Okay. Janice Lane Ewart.
Yes.
She votes yes. I'm sorry, Lane Ewart votes yes. Brian Edward Kicker. Vote no. Edward Ticker, vote no. Jose Luis Fuentes Roman.
Okay.
Jose Luis Fuentes Roman, I cannot hear you.
No.
Fuentes Roman, vote no. Janet Cobren.
Yes.
Cobren, vote yes. Rodrigo Arbeta is not here. Lydia Brasson.
No.
Razón vote no. King Catherine. I cannot hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry, muted. I vote yes.
Councilman vote yes. Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Reyes vote no. Adriana Casney. No. Casney vote no. Hank Lam.
No.
Lam vote no. George Ryder.
Yes.
Yes. Ryder vote yes. H.A. Yusuf.
Yes.
Yusuf vote yes. Carolyn Burton.
Yes.
Burton vote yes. Janet Coleman.
Yes.
Coleman vote yes. Perrin Roberts.
No, it's a waste of time.
Roberts vote no. Manjit Saba.
Yes.
Saba vote yes. Jean Brown. Jean, I cannot hear you.
Jim votes no.
Vote no. Brown vote no. Benito Diaz.
No.
Benito Diaz vote no. The Zetkin is not here. Tony Norman.
No.
Norman vote no. Heather Gray.
Yes.
Gray vote yes. Margie Wilkinson, do you want to vote?
I'll vote no.
No, Wilkinson vote no. The vote is 9 yes, 11 no. The motion failed.
Madam Chair, this is Director Fuentes wanting to be recognized.
I'm sorry. One second. What was the... Please repeat the vote, Adriana.
9 yes, 11 no.
Thank you. Okay. Go ahead, Jose Luis.
I move that the general manager motion be moved up to item 1D.
Excuse me. I made a motion.
I made a motion.
Hold on a second.
Is there a second?
Point of order.
First, hold on. Kim.
This is Lydia. I second.
Okay, thank you.
Point of order. This is Kim.
Yes, Kim, what is your point of order?
I was on the stack before him to make my amendment. You already asked, does anybody else have amendments? I said yes.
Okay, you're right. I see that in my notes. So hold on.
And Madam Chair, I also asked to make an amendment about 4 amendments back.
Okay, let's take Janice's first and then Kim's. Go ahead, Janice.
I'd like to make an amendment to set the agenda for tonight's meeting to be time specific and to set time specific the agenda to midnight Eastern Standard Time.
Confirmation.
Let me ask.
I second that.
You want to set time limits on the items on the agenda? Is that what you're
saying? No, my motion is to set the agenda, the time for the agenda, the meeting to end at midnight Eastern Standard Time.
You want to set a specific adjournment time?
Yes.
Okay. Let me ask the body, is there any objection to that? Does anyone object to ending the meeting, no matter where we are, at midnight? Is that Eastern time? There's no objection? Without objection. Thank you, Janice.
Okay. Thank you.
Kim Kaufman.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Manashe. What is your question?
Hold on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought Monage was asking for a point of information. What is your question, Adriana?